Self-determinism was a concept of very early days of Scientology and the late days of Dianetics. We have exceeded the concept, exceeded it very markedly. And in the place of self-determinism, we get freedom of viewpoint. Instead of self-determinism, we now have freedom of viewpoint. And you see how these two things would merge one with another, and how freedom of viewpoint is a tremendously higher concept than self-determinism. Because a freedom of viewpoint would mean it's perfectly all right for you to argue with yourself any day you want to, if you'll just remember you're arguing with yourself. You can even forget that if you'll remember it again. Here you have yourself at source point and yourself at receipt point. And when an individual is really doing well, he doesn't care whether he's at source point or receipt point or how much distance is in between them or how close they are together or whether they're completely identified. It's perfectly all right with him. He can be relaxed about it, not because he's an apathy and has to be relaxed about it, but because he can be relaxed about it. That's why. And so he can get into a horrendous argument with somebody and then try not to cheat and win it simply by changing the other fellow's mind from behind him. Now, that's a dirty thing to do, to occupy both source point and receipt point at will. But it's a higher concept than self-determinism any day of the week. This doesn't mean that anybody, the person has to be weak or something of the sort. You know, it takes an awful lot of courage to receive your own sap. When you're really in good shape, why, if you're going to zap receipt point, you're really going to zap receipt point, you better be able to be at receipt point to be zapped. Because if you aren't able to be, you have already reduced freedom of viewpoint down to a continuation and endurance of a single point. You dropped immediately into a persistency of beingness. And in that persistency of beingness, there is no more freedom than is inherent in the beingness itself. And that is a limited freedom, certainly. Because look, just one person it's monitored by is you. It's monitored by at least you. And so it isn't free within its own line. It's free under you, this beingness, which is being monitored from source point alone. Your body, right this moment, is only free under your rule. But within that limitation, it has some freedom. And this is beingness.